What is up, everybody? My name is Tang, and yes, I'm your host of the Tang Yang Podcast Show. The title is still a work in progress. Anyways, my first guest on the show is a good friend of mine. His name is Sa Tao. If you don't know him, he's the lead singer of the band 7T, and I had the pleasure of interviewing him for my first podcast episode. You guys can check them out on the Facebook page by searching with the number 7T music page, and you can also check out their music videos on YouTube. And without further ado, here's my interview with Sa Tao.
What's that supposed to mean?
Recording! We're recording! Because I was like, I didn't know where to start, so...
Alright, let's go.
Yeah, let's go! Welcome to... I don't know... My working like title is just the Tang Podcast. I don't have like a nice like title.
You can work on that.
And my album art is still my Instagram picture, and that's like not like the best.
Wait, where are you posting this on?
So right now I'm gonna be recording this and then putting it through Anchor. Anchor allows you to like, I guess they produce it everywhere. So if you put it in their app, they can put it on iTunes and any other podcast website, I guess. Maybe Spotify too. I don't know.
I see.
See, I was supposed to have Sai in here too, but you tell the backstory of, I was gonna like ask you guys about the backstory of the band and everything.
Yeah.
But then like Sai's not here either, but you can like, go ahead and tell the audience like the backstory of 7T.
Like how we started it?
Yeah.
I don't know how 7T started. Was like pretty much my parents, so my dad and Sai's dad, they already had their own band to start off with.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. So like all the equipments are there once they like separate.
Oh, yeah. I never knew that.
Yeah, their bass player moved up to Minnesota, and then all my cousins that sang in the band, they moved up to Minnesota too. So the band just died off, and we have all the equipments laying around. And that's pretty much, yeah, we just kind of pick it up. It's like, you know, like, it's free stuff, you know? Like, this guitar that's been with me for like, what, 6 years? That's my dad's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is the only one that I bought for myself. That's my dad's guitar I'm using right now. So they're just kind of laying around there. And then, I mean, we always watch my dad and then play. We always want to enjoy it, but we just don't have any ideas of how to start.
Is it just your cousins and then your...
It's pretty much a family band to start off.
Family band?
Yeah, so my dad's older brother, and then all my first cousin, the one that's older. So like right now they're like 28,
29. Damn.
So yeah, it's pretty much a family band, and then they all move up for jobs. So we have all the stuff laying around, and we're like, yeah, why not just pick it up? Because my dad knows a lot of stuff. My dad knows how to play drum, bass, guitar, pretty much, except the piano. That's why we sent Sai for lessons.
Oh, yes, actually, sign up.
Yeah. He did it for a year. I did guitar for like not even 3 months.
So that's how you guys picked up like the instruments? You actually went and learned it?
Yeah, Sai actually learned it, but I don't know. I don't think I learned anything from that lesson, for that 3 months lesson. Dude,
how much like, you guys pay for that?
What is it? 45 for 2 weeks or something like that? But you only go once a week.
Was it like an actual teacher?
Yeah, it's
like
an actual private lesson. So
Yeah.
So for that 3 months, all I know is just pretty much the string of the guitar, like the notes and stuff like that. But I forgot all the notes already.
Dude, but you just like play off like
your... Yeah, play off by ear and YouTube, dude.
Wow, yeah. Dude. That's like talented right there.
That's pretty much how like all of my members did that too. My brothers. He learned off from YouTube, my dad. Sai is actually the only one that can read notes in the band.
So really?
Us, all of us can
read notes. So all you guys just like play off like...
Yeah, play off from...
Dude, that's better than me, because back then I tried learning the notes, but then like I can never even play. I tried piano and I can never get it, but I was like, fuck.
Yeah, it's confusing. It takes time and dedication to do it though.
Yeah,
right, you gotta force yourself to do it.
Who's here?
That's my brother.
Is he the one who plays with us?
Yeah, he's the one that's saying, when do we play with us?
Fortnite?
No, that's not the one.
Oh.
that's Stephanie's boyfriend. He's not.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's my older brother.
Oh man. So like when you guys like write songs, like did you guys just like make it up or what?
Yeah, you make it up. You just pretty much think of like a general idea of what you want to write, and then pick up the guitar or piano, strum some chord, and then write out the lyric. That's pretty much it.
Did you guys like come? Did who who's the main like songwriter for you guys?
He's the one up in Minnesota. He's the main singer of my dad's in the old band.
So yeah. You guys have like a songwriter to help you guys? Yeah, we do. Oh man, I was like, dude, if you come up with that song, you're hella talented. Why don't you write more?
It's hard writing a song, dude. Writing a song is not hard, but writing a good song is hard.
Because before I was coming here, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, I was watching, I was looking at YouTube videos. I saw some people name like top five singers. If you look up YouTube and someone, you write your name down in YouTube, someone has you in the top five list of like Hmong singers.
Me?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I was like, what the hell? Oh, Sa's in here, like just randomly. Like it's your, I think it looked like your when you were at the dorms, 8 point.
Oh.
You're just like singing. Yeah. I was like, oh wow, someone has you in the top five. So like,
yeah, I was doing a competition back then.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wrote that song like in 10 minutes and then I had to go play soccer with mom.
Oh my god, dude. I was like, oh dude, Sa's in here. I'm like, what is it? And like, yeah, it's like your dorm videos. I was like,
it was good times.
Oh, okay. I don't remember if I asked you this like even before this podcast started, but like, did you guys sell your, like, how was your album? Like, was it pretty good when you guys sold it at the tournaments?
Like for rookies, I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because compared to like, because we all know, we know all the rookies that came out that year.
Oh really?
Yeah. So if I had to say, we're probably in, like the top three that. Sounds pretty
good. Yeah, because like if you watch it, if you just go YouTube, dude, you guys have like a lot of like views for like your music videos.
Yeah, we barely do anything YouTube. Like, we don't upload
like, that's why I saw like 2 minutes of video. I'm like, oh. Yeah. But like, you guys don't have like any of the other songs on, so I was kind of curious like what other songs are on YouTube, but there was like only like two of them on.
There's only two that we posted up that were the original song in our album. But other than that, I think we're just too lazy to update anything.
Are you guys working on it? I remember seeing a Facebook video, I think, I don't remember how long ago it was, but you guys were like making a vid. It looked like you guys were working on new music.
We were.
You guys just were?
We were. We still are, but a lot of guys are just busy with just the past few months. They just got done with school, you know?
Yeah.
Like during that time, everybody's in school, everybody's busy, so. We better do anything, but during the summer, we're working on it.
Yeah. Well, at least some of your fans can wait for that new album.
I know, they keep asking me.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
They're like, you guys don't update anything on YouTube or Facebook or anything.
Yeah, I looked at your Facebook page, you guys' Facebook page too. I'm like, dude, you guys haven't updated or like wrote anything in like past few months.
Yeah, we haven't done anything at all.
Who manages your first Facebook page?
I do.
That's why. Oh my god, dude. Okay. Now they know. I was gonna ask you, like, since you're like more involved like the Hmong community, like, what do you think, I guess this is like the next segue, but like, what do you think like the Hmong like tournaments, you know? Like, you know how Stevens Point is like kind of dead?
Yeah, it is.
If you go there, like, what do you think like Point needs to do? Because I think like for me, like, I think nowadays people mainly go to those like Hmong party or like Hmong tournaments to go for their sports tournaments.
Yeah.
So what do you think like they need to do to like get, because like they have barely any vendors, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, I actually have no idea, because like, unless I, even for me myself, unless I play sport,
yeah,
I wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, you know, exactly, because like, you know, July 4th, like, the only reason why I go there is because, you know, that's, like, the biggest one, and, like, my parents want to go.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I take them there, and then that's the only reason why I go there. But otherwise, I wouldn't go unless it was, like, a sports event that happened.
See, like, it's different from, like, here in Thailand, because Thailand, we take that more importantly. Like, here, it's just, another event, because we have so many events, like,
yeah,
that happen every year. It's, like, what, more than 10?
Yeah.
So, like, in Thailand, there's just one big one within that period of October to December, you know? So, based on where you live, that's good. In Thailand, all you do is go to farm or go to school or work every single day.
Yeah.
And that's the only time where you can come in and see all the people in your village, all the people in your town, or all the people that come out, all your friends and family and stuff like that. So, that's the only time you can see those kind of people.
Yeah.
That's why you go out and have fun. And they're actually more fun there than here because
really have you
still,
gone?
Yeah, we still keep our tradition. They're like ball toss.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like festivals and stuff like that. A lot of things going on there. Different from here. All they do is just walk around the vendors, watch sport, and that's it. You know, like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like, boring. Yeah,
that's what I do when I go there. Like I don't really do anything else other than just watch the sports or like eat food. That's all I do.
That's the only thing you can do. You know, like in Thailand, that's different. Like there's more stuff for you to do. There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff for you to do, if you just want to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're willing to do it, you'll have fun. But here, it's just pretty much like I said. You go there, watch them play sport, watch them sing, eat, walk around the vendor for a bit, and that's it. That's the whole tournament.
Also, guys, did you guys, live in Thailand for a bit?
We did.
Just you and your family?
Yeah. I mean, Sai's family, too. We all came here in 2004, I think, so I was 9 when we came, so.
Oh, damn, yeah. Dude. So, you guys just...
We're late.
So, 2004, so you guys recently just came here, then, kind of.
Pretty much. We're, like, the newest... immigration.
So how was it living in Thailand? Like I never like.
No, it's good. Like you have, as I think, just because I was a kid back then, you have more freedom of what you want to do. You know.
Yeah.
But the only thing is like you're poor. You don't have money to do what you wanted to do, but you're more free on like as a kid. You want to play. You go.
Yeah, you have like a lot of spare time. You don't do much.
Yeah.
So you guys like just like ran.
It's a lot of fun. It's like you start to know how to fish when you're like 6 or 7. You start to know how you make your own food, like wash your laundry, do your own laundry, or go to school by yourself, waking up by yourself.
Uh-huh.
Like walking to school is like a mile and a half every
damn,
morning.
Really?
Every morning, dude. Yeah, it's pretty bad. There's no bus, so it's pretty bad. But it's still a lot of fun though. School is different from here too.
But you guys probably like walked in packs. It's like
sometimes
your family.
Sometimes depend on like because I was younger back then, so. A lot of my siblings that I live with, they're older.
Oh.
So their time for school is kind of different from us. So we go separately.
So like when you were there, like did you learn like had to learn Thai?
Yeah.
What'd you guys learn?
We learned Thai. Yeah.
So. that reminds me because at that one time we were at Chicago.
Yeah.
That was funny. I was like, dude.
That free rice, dude.
Like, your sweet talk like led us to get some free food, but you know whatever. shoot, what was I going to... Oh, I guess, like, you guys mainly make Hmong song? Are you guys, like, going to make an English album anytime?
We're thinking of, like, mixing it for the next album, like...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, mixing it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, we got to go with the trend, you know? Got to go with what most people want to hear.
So, do your fans, like, want to hear more?
I don't think they mind, like, either way, but we just want to make a, you know, like, make the album a little bit different from the past one, you know? And try it out. You always want to try different things, though.
Oh, okay. Do you guys, like, most of your gigs, I think I remember talking in Fortnite, but, like, most of your gigs are, like, through the Hmong parties, right?
Yep, pretty much.
So how do you guys, like, are you guys trying to get out of that kind of gigs?
We are. Like... We actually got out of it recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we're playing for, you know, the Warsaw Festival, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's coming up. We'll be the main band for
playing. Oh, so you guys are, like, I don't know what they call it, like, the main spotlight for, like, that.
Festival? Yep, we'll be playing for, I think, two nights, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. we're still not good enough to play for a concert yet, because we don't have enough songs or a big enough fan base yet to be doing our own concert.
I was, like, thinking, like, maybe, like, I don't know, but I was, like, thinking out of the top of my head, like, you guys could probably, like, collaborate with other Hmong groups and just make, like, one big concert, but, you know.
We were thinking of that, because, you know, Eugene, right? I don't know if you know him, like, the popular Hmong actor in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually my first cousin, too, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's coming here to make a movie, like, the new movie that the Hmong people are making up here.
Uh-huh.
The popular one right now. He's coming up soon, so we're actually talking if we want to make a concert with him and us together, but it's kind of hard, because he doesn't have enough time to run that tour.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Dude, that reminds me of talking about Wasa. There was like there's a YouTube video of you. Yeah, someone recorded a video of you like singing by yourself. Are you like ever nervous when you do that?
Nah, not really. I mean, because I don't know when they recorded me. You know, like when you sing, obviously someone's gonna pull a phone up and record for a bit, like Snapchat. But I don't look at that because you're too into the song. And sometimes I forget the lyrics too. So I was looking at the lyric. While I was singing, so
oh really?
Yeah, I don't really care about the audience. At first, my first time walking on stage, I was like shaking and stuff like that. But I just got used to it. It's been too long.
I don't think I can ever have like just eyes just like constantly look at you. That's why I can't perform. Like,
unless I know the person, I probably won't look at them straight in the eyes.
Oh, that's good, dude. So obviously you like just graduated. I know we were talking before the podcast. I recorded it, but like, how are you feeling like the life after college? Like for me, like dude, I feel like really bummed out every time I come back from work. I feel bummed out because like the 9-to-5 job is just like.
Yeah, it's a save, dude. It's like you have no life anymore. It's not like when you're in college, you know, like you go to school. Yeah, you're stressed about homework and shit like that. But now it's like, yeah, I mean, I have
like,
a job.
Like 5 days of my 5 days of the week, like I literally go to work, eat, sleep, and repeat the same thing for 5 days. I like live for my weekends, but like I don't know, I just can't. I didn't think it was gonna be like this when I finished college, but I don't know.
I already know it was gonna be like this. That's why I didn't want to graduate.
You know, I was like, man, I'm so sick of school. Like, I just want to graduate and go to work. But like after I finished school, I was just like, dude, I'm just so sick of work. But I don't know, I was just curious, like, what your thoughts on that. But are you still working out at YMCA?
I am, dude.
Are you? I just got back to Snapchat of yours.
I just got back to it. I started last week. So I'm trying to get back to it because it's been, I took a three to four month break. Ooh, I got hella fat, dude. I woke up one day because I usually sleep with my shirts off. So I woke up one day, look at the mirror. I was like, dude, I got hella fat.
Yeah, dude. I tried this new thing, like, it's called like intermittent fasting, where you're supposed to eat 8 hours and then not eat for like 16 hours. You're supposed to burn fat within that time frame, but
it's not possible, dude.
Because dude, within the eight hours I'm supposed to eat, I'm eating like so much that I think those 16 hours don't matter anymore. But yeah, I don't know, I was just curious if you're like still working out, but are you gonna watch the World Cup?
Dude, of course, dude.
I'm
rooting for Brazil, dude.
Brazil?
Yeah, dude.
I think Germany is probably still going to win it. I just feel like...
Yeah.
Like, every year I watch, like, they're, like, so much better than, like, any other team. But like, then again, I only watch soccer during, like, World Cup, so I don't know really.
I have that feeling, too, but I don't know. Brazil is also my top team.
Yeah.
No matter how many years.
No matter how much, like, they're pretty good, but I still hate... What's his name?
Neymar?
Yeah.
Why, dude?
The only reason why I hate him is because he's so good, but he's like LeBron. He flops like crazy. Like, I watched it, I'm like, dude, you're flopping like crazy. And like,
dude, that's all soccer players, though.
And that's the only thing. That's the only thing I hate about soccer, but other than like the flopping, like Neymar is so good, but like he flops like crazy whenever I watch him try to score. So I was just curious, like, what you think, but. Alright, okay, I think this might be my last one. I'm not sure, but do you remember the story of how we met? I kind of, like, I was on my way here.
No, I don't remember it.
Do you remember, there's this one day Sal picked us up I think it was on the weekend.
Hey, I met you through Sal, I know that.
Yeah,
I forgot.
And it's funny because I remember me and Sal picked you guys up at the dorms. We were going out somewhere. Do you remember that?
Dude, I forgot.
No? I think it was the first time we met was... this is volleyball tournament that you, me, Sai, Sal.
Wait, is that down in Madison?
Yeah.
WHC, so, right?
No,
was it WHC? Yeah, it's WHC volleyball tournament down in Madison.
Maybe, because we played somewhere in a gym, and I remember playing volleyball with you guys.
And we played with Sal's new friend, right?
I don't remember now. But I remember it was you, me, Sal, and Sai. That's like the only people I remember, but... Like, I remember playing volleyball with you guys. I'm like, dude, you guys are so fucking good.
But like, hell no.
I was like, man, I can't believe, because we were playing, and then I remember playing, we were, like, pretty decent. Like, we were, like, actually playing against those guys. I was like, dude, like, I play track, and I'm with Sal. And, like, I can't believe we're actually, like, in the game, like, because those guys were hitting, like, hella crazy. So I was, like, curious.
Yeah, it's been too long, dude. I don't know. How many years was that? Like, what,
four? That was my sophomore year when I came back here.
Yeah, 3 years?
Three years ago, I think.
That was long. I don't know, dude. It's been too long.
I was just curious. Do you remember, like, how we met? But Damn, 3 years ago. Now you tell me that. I'm like, dude, that's a long time ago. I guess, dude, I think that's it for my podcast. Yeah. I don't have anything else. Do you want to tell your audience what you guys are up to?
What we're up to? Oh, actually, I was going to update my Facebook, the Facebook page. I like all the dates that we'll be performing.
Oh, so
yeah, we'll like book June to like, what, October, dude.
Oh, wow, you guys are that stacked?
Yeah, for that? We're just stacked. Like, we have like an event every single month. Within June, we have gigs every weekend, except the past weekend. So we'll be having one this weekend, the weekend after that too. And then we'll have a break for J4.
Are you guys performing somewhere in the cities?
Well, no, we'll be performing in Wisconsin Dells this weekend. And then next weekend is going to be up in Wausau. And then we have that break. That 2 week break. And then it's going to be that Wausau Festival. We'll have that.
Dude, I didn't even know Wausau is still doing theirs.
I didn't even know either. I played soccer in the last year at the tournament.
Oh, you so, did?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, the only memory I have of Wausau was those guys who were like, running away from the cops.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That red throw game, dude.
Oh, they did.
We played in the red throw game.
We were just like me and my troll. We were just sitting and like I'm like troll. I think they're running away from cops. And troll like no, that's not right. And like they're like because they were kind of far. So like I said troll. I think they're running from cops. They were fighting. I don't know what happened.
They fought twice.
And I was like, and they locked us down too. Like we were about to leave, and then they're like, oh no, we're on lockdown because. There were some people fighting, and I was like, oh my god, like, these kids, man.
Long tournaments, man.
But, yeah. Yes. I guess that is it. I'm going to end my podcast. I don't have an ending note, so I'm just going to end it like this.